But first, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced this morning that the National Cabinet will have one day of extraordinary sitting to review the energy price relief package. The plan looks to cap the price of coal for 12 months, with Treasury modelling reporting that other price caps could save the average household $230 on energy next year. Kate Sapp asked Dr. Philip Wild, Senior Research Fellow at the Centre of Applied Energy Economics and Policy Research at Griffith University, what the energy relief package means for Australians.
The plan that was announced late last week had two facets. The first was announced Thursday, and it was sort of a more medium-term policy, and that was to increase dispatchable capacity within the market, and that would help stabilise electricity supply during periods when the wind might be low and there's no sun. Interestingly, for that particular policy, they're targeting technologies that will essentially use surplus renewable energy, so it includes batteries and pumped hydro systems. The objective there is to increase reliability of the electricity system. By doing that, you'll make things cheaper over the medium term for consumers. More short-term announcement was made last Friday, and that related to basically plans to cap price of coal and also price of gas. So the actual specifics was that they were going to cap coal at $125 per tonne and gas at $12 a gigajoule. Particularly for gas, it's interesting because like historically the price has been around $5 per gigajoule. Gas and coal, and with the war in Ukraine, the price has increased quite substantially earlier this year. For gas, it actually for some time exceeded $40 a gigajoule, and in the end the market authorities put a price cap then of $40 a gigajoule. And to get some idea what that might mean, it might mean that under $12 a gigajoule for a gas-fired generator, depending on if they're a what we call a combined cycle, open cycle gas turbine, you're looking at cost of producing electricity between about $91 and $132 for the combined cycle and between $137 and $194 for open cycle gas turbines. Comparing that to at $40 a gigajoule, you get a substantial increase. So for natural gas combined cycle, it goes from $91 to $132 to $287 to $420, and for open cycle gas turbine, it increased from $130 to $194 to over $430 to $600. So you see that basically, given where things were, the price caps will drive the cost of producing electricity from both coal and gas down substantially, but the caps are still probably well above the sort of historical values for both coal and gas.
How do you think the dichotomy of environmental considerations and the fossil fuel industry in Australia will change due to the energy caps?
A lot of the coal generators have what they call legacy contracts, and most of them also have the mines located very close to the power stations themselves. So those mines historically have been just about supplying power to the generators. It's hard to see how any generator with a legacy contract should be exposed to sort of the spot prices. There are some power generators in New South Wales where it seems that the legacy contracts have stopped and that they have exposure to the higher coal prices. But it depends on the nature of contracts between the coal-fired power stations and the mines. Given that here we're only talking, like in the context of Queensland, about 10% of the market, most of the metallurgical coal is exported, and these price caps will not be at all related to those. Capping the price under normal circumstances, it can operate within the coal and the gas caps generators and still make a profit. They will be paying no more than the price caps, so they can work that into their calculations, the cost of production.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said today that the government will not compensate coal producers for the price caps, but the Treasurer Jim Chalmers assured otherwise. How will this affect the industry in the long term?
Any coal that's exported, it's metallurgical, or any gas that is exported, particularly through the LNG thing, they won't face these caps. It's only domestic supply of gas and coal that's used by domestic businesses that the caps will be applied to. So I imagine like pretty much all the volume for metallurgical coal and the massive volumes for LNG relative to domestic things, to domestic supply, will be unaffected by these. So the extent to which you have very high prices, and they'll continue to make profits. The thing there that will concern them more is royalty payments on those profits. Some concern probably not so much the coal companies, but the communities. Yeah, there could be some role for compensation there. But again, that would have to be on a case-by-case basis.
Dr. Philip Wild, Senior Research Fellow at Griffith University, ending that report by Kate Sapp.